Good morning for May 20th, 2015. Audible presents the New York Times Audio Digest. Here's what's making news on the front page. Iraq's Sunni strategy collapses in a rout. Los Angeles lifts its minimum wage to $15 per hour. And 34 million cars now recalled over airbags. In today's national news, roundup of bikers tests limits of Waco's courts. Secret plane will test materials in space, and there is a U.S. effort afoot to aid ailing bees. In today's business headlines, four cancer charities are accused of fraud, and U.S. accuses six Chinese in the theft of tech data. There will be more business stories, more national and world news, a roundup from the sports page, and New York Times columnist Frank Bruni. Now, as selected by the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. The top story, Iraq's Sunni strategy collapses in rout. Reported by Tim Arango from Amiriat, Fallujah, Iraq. More than 1,000 Iraqi Sunni fighters stood at attention, dressed in camouflage, as the tribal leader began exhorting them to fiercely battle the militants of the Islamic State. "It is now time for revenge for our martyrs," said the Sheikh, Fali al-Asawi. He checked off the destruction wrought in their lands by the Islamic State. 25,000 homes leveled, he said, bridges burned, the economy devastated. He and other speakers made a plea to the Shiite Prime Minister in Baghdad, Haider al-Abadi, "Arm and support our men, and we will take the fight ourselves to the Islamic State." That was 11 days ago at a military base here in Amiriat, Fallujah, one of the last cities of Anbar province in government hands. It was billed as the beginning of a government program to arm and train Sunni tribesmen to battle the Islamic State. The fall of Anbar's capital, Ramadi, to the Islamic State illustrated the failure of that strategy. The government's effort to foster Sunni fighters now feels almost incidental, as thousands of Shiite militiamen are flooding into Anbar to take up the fight against the Islamic State. The collapse of Anbar has also set in sharp relief the continuing tragedy of Iraq's Sunnis, beginning with the American invasion in 2003, which almost instantly upended the old social order of Sunni prominence. With the majority Shiites thrust into power, the Sunnis were sidelined, many banished from public life for good because of their ties to Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. Some of those Sunnis joined the insurgency, and many fight today for the Islamic State. Other Sunnis boycotted elections. Most, though, wanted to get on with their lives and find a place within the new order. Now, with the rise of the Islamic State, that has become nearly impossible. The Sunni militants of the Islamic State have declared war on those they consider apostates, Shiites, Christians, Yazidis, but it is Iraq's Sunni Arabs who have suffered the most. As Islamic State militants seized control of Ramadi in recent days, their rampage was grim. Through loudspeakers, they assured the civilians that they would provide them with food and security, and open roads and bridges that had been closed. Those promises belied what actually came with their arrival. Vast destruction, summary killings of those believed sympathetic to the government, and the displacement of thousands of people. The militants immediately opened two Sharia or Islamic law courts in Ramadi, according to an official, and freed prisoners who'd been held in the city by Iraq's counterterrorism forces. The failure of Abadi to marshal a Sunni-led force to save the city has deepened the grievances of some Sunnis toward the central government that began with the leadership of the former Prime Minister Nuri Kamal al-Maliki. "Abadi is a liar just like Maliki," said Subi al-Kalyani, a retiree in Diyala province. "He won't arm the Sunnis, but will weaken them instead."